Chemistry was crazy from the get-go. Neither one of us knew why. We didn't build nothing overnight, cause a love like this takes some time. People swore it off as a face, said we can't see that now. Top to bottom, they see that we did that.
Yes.
It's so true that.
Yes.
We've been through it.
Yes.
We got real shit.
Yes.
Baby, we've been
too strong for too long, and I can't be without you, baby.
I'll be waiting up until you get home.
Because I can't sleep with them. If anybody who's ever loving knows just what I feel, too hard to face it, nothing can replace it. Call the radio if you just can't be without you, baby. Come on.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey. Happy birthday, Mary J. the Blige. Damn it now.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Listen. She's what, 53 or something? I don't know what hell she. How old is Mary J. How old is Mary J. Blige?
Mary J. Blige. 53,
like I said. Okay. Happy birthday. Yeah, I know your favorite song from her, which
what
is not released
song from Mary J. Oh, yeah. It's an unreleased classic gem that I feel like deserves all the real love that we have.
Yes.
What song is it?
You're talking about crispy chicken.
Crispy chicken, fresh lettuce.
Yes. Shut up.
It's dressed and wrapped up in a tasty flour,
ooh,
tortilla, crispy chicken. Right?
Wrapped up in a
flour tortilla.
Burger King needs to release that cut, okay? Put it out. Was it Burger King?
It was Burger King. So, friend, how you doing?
You know what? Not too bad. I tweeted this past Friday when I took a half day. I tweeted and I said, what the hell did I say? Oh, there's some internet shit going on and the system's been down all day. Okay. And to this day, the system is still down. Okay.
Wait, so you haven't been working all week?
They said, we're going to pay you through the week. And I said that you ain't said nothing, but we ain't said nothing. You ain't said nothing.
Bitch.
Okay.
You are
sleeping. I've been sleeping down. Okay.
Bitch, I know you've been watching your shows, honey. I know besides the housewives, you've probably been watching your criminal shows, your ratchet shows.
The DVR is coming down. I was at like 57%. Okay. It's that like 33 now. I'm cutting the hoe down.
That just is it raining down there?
It's chilly. It's rainy kind of earlier in the week, but not. But it's cold. It's cold. It's cold. It was cold up there.
Oh, girl, it's been cold up here. This cold makes you just want to just like relax in a blanket or your favorite snuggie or robe. Find something, whether it's a comfort show that you done seen already and binge it, or play a good video game, or watch a movie. I've been watching a lot of older movies lately. Like we watched Beauty Shop, and I've been
in Latifah.
Yes, I've been in this weird black 2000s movie bubble for this week. I watched that. I fucking watched Two Can Play That Game and Soul Food. And of course,
yes,
you know, the classics like Waiting to Exhale.
What did Faith do? What did Faith do?
Faith fuck my husband.
Fuck the family. Fuck the family.
Okay. Now, here's the thing that I want to binge is I never had the chance to watch it because we did not have Showtime growing up. So I had to sneak and watch Queer as Folk at my friend's house. And then as I grew up, I watched it on DVD. But the other show that was on, I don't know if it was on Showtime or HBO. I didn't have expensive cable. I really want to watch the Soul Food series. I never.
That was good. It was good.
Now, did it? Was it before or after the movie?
This was after the movie.
Okay. Because, like, I was just thinking about that the other day. I was like, is that shit on streaming? Because, honestly, the way the weather is giving this weekend, my black ass going to be in this house.
The Nicole Ari Parker and Boris Kojo sex scenes are worth the time.
Oh.
Two sexy motherfuckers grinding and shit. I loved it.
I don't really get into straight sexual activities, though, but that's some beautiful ass people.
She has nice titties.
And what's this? Okay, I know I'm going on a tangent. And I said I don't want to do this, but this is the only tangent I'm going to do. And I want you to slap a computer next time I go into one. But did she ever do reality TV or am I mixing her up with somebody else?
Nicole? I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Nicole would be a good fit and a counterbalance in either a good relatable friend or confidant or something to Garcelle on Beverly Hills. Nicole has the beauty, she has the grace, she has the charisma, the talent, the money. She has it all. And I feel like we need a little bit more. We got Anne Marie. I'm gonna go in.
We don't got her. I don't claim her.
I don't claim her. So you know, they tried it with Cherie and Cherie was a flop. So you know, I think
bring on what was Eddie Murphy's wife? Nicole Murphy, what's her name?
That's who I'm mixing her up with, because Nicole Murphy did Hollywood Exes.
These light skinned hoes, you know, kind of look the same.
I know that sounds ignorant to say, but they do kind of favor each other. Cole Murphy. I already know her and Garcelle be kicking it because I've seen them in pictures and shit.
Yes. Yes.
And like, I want somebody that's going to activate the girls and not be too scared to piss off the white woman and not be too, and hell, even activate Garcelle. I don't care. Like, we need more activators on there.
We do need activators. And you know what? What I will say is, I watch Beverly Hills. I'm not pandering to Garcelle, but I want them all to do better.
You know what? Because there really wasn't that much tea in the streets besides Tamara and Vicky and their little fallout, which we can get to that later. Let's start with Beverly Hills. Hell. What did you think of this episode?
Oh, by the way, what show are we on? Hell.
We are on Peaches, Diamonds, and Champagne, Oh My, and my name is a good sativa 10 milligram orange slice edible.
Orange slice?
Yes, like them orange slices, ooh, like them gut, like them orange slices.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Who do you order from? Or do you go somewhere?
I go to Cookies.
Okay. Because I use E's with a Z.
E picks up from Cookies. I'll take a picture of the wrapper and I'll text it to you when we're done recording.
Okay, okay. And hey, my name is Rasan and I am I am not interested in anybody else who is not Monica talking.
Can I be honest though? Like like watching the other three shows compared to Salt Lake, I was like, y'all need to step your pussies up. All three of y'all.
This first episode of the reunion wasn't even that good.
It wasn't even that good, but it was still like, I would just say the whole situation is like, it's blowing the other girls out of the water. Because Beverly Hills, okay.
Well, let me before we get to Beverly Hills, let me just say right now, if I have to live in a world, I'm already in this bootleg-ass country. If I have to live in a world where Anne Marie gets another season and Monica doesn't, fuck it.
Girl, I'll be on the first thing.
I refuse to watch more Anne Marie.
I'll be on the first thing smoking to Andy Cohen, wherever circuit party he is, and I'll dress up as an oiled down black fine ass man that I am and be in a jock strap and let this ass hypnotize him, and I'll sit on his lap and I'll get him all hot and bothered and I'll pull him close and then I'll say, "Why the fuck did you fire Monica? Bring her ass back."
You want your shoe shined.
Okay. Go find somebody. Oh, you want to be a pass around bottom, Andy? Bring back Monica. You can be a pass around bottom.
Not the pass around. Okay, not the pass around. I know.
On New Year's Eve, I was like, Andrew Cohen. He said, pass around party bottom. There you go.
I know he's in some old ass Coco dorms, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay, Beverly Hills. Let's go.
All right. So, you know, the episode starts off with, you know, they're talking about the unfortunate passing of Kyle's friend. And then she's like, you know, before we do the celebration of life, I want to have a birthday getaway with Anne Marie and Ohio. And I was like, girl, you're just doing that because you just want to have an excuse to gather the girls.
It probably ain't even her birthday, okay?
I see you, producer Kyle, and you know, I'm not even mad about it. And so, you know, all the girls meet up at her house, and except Erica, who had COVID, which honestly, like, I kind of wish she was there. I know that sounds weird to me saying, though, but she's growing on me. I have another person that's growing on me on another franchise that I know you're probably going to give me a look when I say it, but they're also kind of growing on me as well.
Which franchise?
I'm not going to say it until we get there.
No, you didn't. Okay.
I got to keep you a bated breath.
What? Okay. Okay,
I had a real shit day, so this edible is kind of making me perk up. Because girls, y'all talked to me about an hour and a half ago. Are you sure you want to report, girl? girl, I was so irritated. But back to the show. So you know they're going in the sprinter, and of course to see the sprinter, and I'm just like, oh, girl. And so, but before this, the sex talk, or lack thereof. I done skipped almost the whole damn episode to get to this damn trip. Garcelle want to have a talk with her sons about sex, and I was like, girl, you could have had this conversation off camera.
It hurts me to say that I kind of agree with people on Twitter where she needs something else. But I don't care to see her kids. I've seen enough.
And her kids don't even want to do it.
I've seen enough. I need something else, Garcelle.
Why aren't you dating Garcelle? You're fucking fancy. You're fancy.
Okay. I want to see what you're doing. Let's see how fancy you are.
But what kind of irritates me is she's actually doing a lot. Like, if you just know Garcelle, she's
doing a lot, yeah.
If you just know Garcelle from Housewives, you're doing a disservice, because Mama has been producing, writing, and acting in many, 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 many more projects. Ever since the Hollywood strike ended, I feel like once the moment that strike ended, Garcelle got on her feet and was running, honey. And even during the strike, her projects were still coming out. And yes, people say, oh, it's just Lifetime. Bitch, Lifetime is iconic. Don't do her.
All you other hosts talking about how Lisa Rinna has a little American Horror Story, whatever she's doing, okay. Garcelle was in.
All right for her.
Great, great. That's lovely, okay. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see 9 seconds. And you know what? Garcelle, she had a major part in The Other Black Girl. She had a major part in Michelle Buteau, anything, some. Thicker than something thicker, some whatever the show is, okay? So being a thick girl, okay, on Netflix. She narrates for The Real Murders of Los Angeles, which I do watch, okay, because I love my true crime.
On The Other Black Girl.
Yes. And she's got some shit going on, and she's still doing her thing, okay? Which is why her kids don't see her, which is why I don't need to see her kids in every episode.
And that movie that she premiered at the
party where Dorit was scared of all them people.
That movie actually won an award.
Did you see Dorit performing as a mermaid in the Peter Pan?
Girl, overseas? I was just about to get there. That shit looked it looked.
How are you performing with PTSD?
That's what I wanted to know.
Didn't seem too scared on stage, Dorit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the positive I'll give is a little less she was having fun. That's all I can say positive.
She looked like, you know what she looked like? She looked like the little people that after Ursula's done with them, they turn like little mud blobs.
The little worm.
Yes, that's what she looked like. Okay, go to hell, Dorit. Dorit can kiss my ass. I can't stand that bitch.
PK can't stand her either because that scene with the damn therapist. The first of all, PK, why the fuck are you eating pizza and drinking beer at a damn therapy appointment? You really don't want
to. He ain't taking it seriously. He don't care. Okay, he just got to keep the lights on and buy her a damn bag every week. Okay,
he is so sick of that lady.
Connecticut, take her back. Y'all can have her.
He is so sick of that lady. And I can tell just by the way he talks about the situation. Because I'm like, damn, you can't even like at least pretend to have sympathy. But also too, like, and I don't want to police someone's trauma because, you know, I got robbed by gunpoint walking home from work. And this is like 2008. I still, like, if a street is very dark, I don't like walking at night. I get it. And, like, it took me a couple years to get used to, like, people walking behind me and shit like that. But, like, you know, but watching Dorit, it's the selectiveness of it. Like, you're scared of crowds. At one person.
Who's more sick of their bitch? PK or Juan Dixon?
Oh.
Because I'll get to her.
Oh. They're neck and neck.
Period. Okay. Boom. Okay. So what were we talking about?
So we talked about PK and Dorit, Garcelle and her sons. And I think that was everything outside of the Ojai trip. Oh, Kyle in this memorial situation, which it's sad that, you know, the way her friend passed. You know, I've too have lost someone to suicide, and the stuff that Sutton was saying is true. Like, you know, you always feel like, what if I was there? What if I did? Like, you feel hella guilty, and like there's so many things running through your head. And, you know, I saw people on Twitter giving Sutton shit, saying why is she making this about her? And like, she wasn't making it about her. She was relating to the situation and also explaining how when someone around you has committed suicide, it's such a different type of grief than, you know, non-suicidal grief. Mm-hmm. And but the part of this, which also too, like, shout out to the woman's mom. I don't know how, like, to lose your child, like, oh, just the thought of that. Or if I lost my best friend, I would be in shambles like Kyle too. Like, if you were to go, or Chris were to go, or somebody hella close to me, bitch, I don't even know if I could even speak. Y'all would have to fucking wheel me up in that motherfucker. So shout out to Kyle for doing that. But
my aunt, rest in peace. Uh-huh. All five of her children passed before. Or, I'm sorry, five of her six children passed before she did.
Oh my God.
I can't imagine that. It was, you know, quite a few aunts and uncles that, you know, I've been through quite a bit of death. So I'm, you know, a little bit numb, which is not a good thing, but it's okay.
Hey, we're all different. We're a work in progress.
You know, people criticize how I react to shit, and I'm just like, it's me.
Everybody's but different.
Whatever. Yeah, I cannot imagine that. And it's a lot of pain. However,
that song.
I don't know about the song. The song choice was interesting.
Yeah, the song choice was very interesting. Was the confrontation with Crystal at this thing too?
No. That's next week.
Okay.
Let's
go back to Ojai. So, you know, they go to Ojai for Anne-Marie's birthday. And honestly, I feel like this is the one part of the show that I thought was fucking hilarious, because it was like, finally, y'all bitches have some fun and be silly. But Dorit had a point when she said, she was talking about, okay, girl, you could do this though, but you have a fit at Magic Mike about Sutton putting the toes and the tongue in her mouth and everything.
First of all, I know Kyle's feet look like Hammer Time.
Girl, if her
hands look like Father Time and Crip from the Crypt Keeper, okay, Tales from the Crypt, I know them feet looking like whole talons, toe, that one toe was hanging out the side of that heel.
Bitch, I saw that picture too.
And to put that in, suck the toe, and then put your tongue in Dorit's mouth. Well, Dorit's a nasty bitch, which is whatever. I'm not going to have somebody's tongue that was on a toe in my mouth that I saw.
I don't like feet. Feet do nothing for me. Keep those motherfucking feet away from my face.
Away.
But
by distance. I'm not playing.
I will say, on the flip side, it was nice to see the bitches like have fun and let their hair down. And now the part that happened, looking at the screen, like, girl, Kyle was a little too happy to be asking about would you date a woman, and like, it was kind of given like, I'm planting seeds to either come out the closet or get the story going so I can keep my diamond.
It ain't that interesting of a diamond. Julia ain't interesting of a mojito.
I don't
give a damn if she eating pussy or not. I don't give a fuck.
Just gotta be honest, Kyle.
I do not care who, whatever gender Kyle is with, because I don't find her interesting in general at all.
Yeah.
I find her very annoying. I find her very condescending. I find her very whack, okay? And although I do find empathy, you know, it's hard when you lose a friend or lose anybody.
Uh-huh.
Okay? However, at the same time, it's like, you know what? You don't give the same shit. You railroaded right over Lisa Vanderpump when she lost her brother, mother, whoever it was, okay?
She sure did.
Okay? So why am I going to this memorial feeling sorry for you? I feel sorry for the mother of whoever this was. I feel sorry for the loved ones around them, but you, bitch, no, not really. But that's okay. Go ahead. Get your time. Get your camera time. Okay, you made sure you were in every hug scene. I see you.
She sure did. But that song, that song was kind of creepy to be sung at a memorial service.
Okay. That's like singing As We Lay at the funeral, okay? Morning, have we slept tonight?
Oh, hey. Not As We Lay.
Come on now. My parents fucked up and bought me a mini karaoke set. Okay. And I was like 11 singing every day after homework, and As We Lay had come out, the Kelly Price version. Okay. And I was singing that regularly. And my dad was like, what the hell is wrong with him? Good times. Good times. Okay. Was there anything else? You know what? Let me tell you something.
Oh, when Anne Marie started bringing
Here
up
we go. Let's talk about her.
a fucking esophagus again. Girl, let it go. It's tired. I'm over it. You're bringing it up.
And thank you, Garcelle, for asking, why do you care? Why do you care? Why
But
do you
then
care?
to insinuate that she has an eating disorder. As a medical doctor, girl, no, you
She's a
can't do that.
nurse. She's a
A
nurse.
nurse, you can't do that. And not
Okay.
that though, but like,
She's probably not even a nurse. She's probably like a valet person.
not a valet person.
Valet at the hospital,
She's probably a
okay?
fucking CNA while you're bullshitting.
Okay, she's probably the greeter, okay? When you walk in, hey, are you hurt? Are you hurt? That's what she does, okay? Now, Anne Marie ain't about a damn thing. When the show started and they did the taglines, and she said, what she said? She said, I might put you to sleep, but I keep one eye open. Oh, girl,
No,
I
baby,
hate
you put
you.
me to sleep.
You put me straight to sleep. Dry ass wig. I do not like you. You and your transphobic ass husband can kiss my ass.
The
Okay?
blackest part of my ass.
Blackest, most charbroiled part. Okay? I don't want any of it. Okay? Please.
But also too. It's like, bitch, read the room. Why are you bringing this up at a memorial? Like, girl.
It ain't about you, it ain't.
And then the part that had me a little bit yelling at the TV almost when Dorit was shading Garcelle for bringing that up to Sutton, talking about Sutton, Garcelle has a habit of lighting the match and walking away. Bitch, you did the same exact thing last week at the thing by making Erica, I mean not making Erica, making
Oh,
Chris
Denise, did you have something to
active.
say? You have something to say, Denise. Erica, what about it? And I gotta see my children. I gotta go. What? What?
Same shit,
Don't light a
bitch.
bomb and leave, ho.
Yeah, Garcelle was messy for that though, but bitch, you yeah. Oh, yeah, but that was that episode. Oh, the tea. Vicky and Tamara are arguing because Vicky is upset that Tamara
No work.
had Emily Simpson and what's that bitch's name? Teddy do a podcast tour. And on one of the things it says uno, dos, tres, as like one, two, three. So then Vicky was like, oh, you're a traitor, da 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 da. And then Vicky said, when Tamara talked about being on Traitor, she said, that's the perfect show for you. And I guess, you know, talking about she's mad because she's friendly with Shan, not Shannon, Jesus Jugs,
Alexis, your
Alexa.
girl.
And I'm just like, Vicky,
You
girl.
said you did not like her, but I know you did enjoyed her. Don't blame me.
Anyways, so
Okay.
Vicky's mad at Tamara, and they're going back and forth. And I'm just like, so is Alexis coming on next season or nah?
I feel like with all this rumbling in the streets, like there are so many scenarios where Bravo would be just idiotic to not bring these people back on. You'd
Yeah.
be a fool to not bring Monica back on. You'd be a fool to not bring Alexis on, just maybe in a friend portion or something, just to highlight something, because Shannon's gonna have her head blow up, okay? Even though I do not, as a viewer, I don't care to see another angst full season of Shannon, it would be fun. But you know, she's gone through enough. I don't need to see it. I would prefer Shannon to actually thrive in a season. I don't feel like she's had that.
She hasn't. She's always going through it.
She's always in hysterics, okay, because these bitches drive her crazy. Why we still got Casita and Hoagie?
Does he know who?
Hoagie.
Who's
$6 foot,
who?
$5 foot long.
Who the fuck is $5 foot long?
Emily. You know
Okay.
she ate that sandwich in the jacuzzi at the
Oh.
spa and the thing, the Shit. Did you see that new commercial with Noella in it?
Commercial with Noella.
There's a commercial with Noella in it. I don't
What
know what it's
is
about.
advertising?
I don't know what she's advertising. I forgot, honestly. But she's wearing like a ball gown. She's just smiling. She's like, glamour.
It could.
Excitement. Orange County. Orange County. We can be big girls. We can be big girls.
Oh,
I think that, you know, I really, it turns me off of Tamra, to be honest. I try with Tamra, but you know, she just annoys me a lot. They all annoy me, but I always root for the
the
underdog. I root
fact
for
that
Dar.
fucking Vicky replaced Tamra with Kelly Dodd.
Excuse me?
Vicky replaced Tamra with Kelly Dodd.
No.
Yes.
Ew. I can't root for all black people. Yuck.
No.
That just fucked me up. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm not a Kelly Dodd. I never was a Kelly Dodd fan. Was she outrageous for television? Yes, she was. Was she a, did she entertain me? Kind of. Was she fun? No. That bitch was crazy.
And evil.
Evil. Do you want to see Victoria back? Do you want her to get her apple or whatever it's called, orange?
Mean, I would like it, but I don't know if I could watch them be mad at each other for a whole season.
Okay, because what we got allegedly right now is the Shannon Bedore, Tamra, Emily, Casita, and Jennifer P. And is there somebody else? And Heather DeBro. I think that Heather's just glad that the shit ain't on her right now.
Yeah.
They're gonna find a way to blame the shit on her. I guarantee you. Sharon gonna be like, you made me drive drunk, bitch. What do you want? They
Woo.
want to go to put the Maryland bitches.
Let's do the Maryland girls. We could just make this quick. I feel like they've been in
These
Austin
are
for like
crazy.
forever.
It only feels like that because we were off for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody who said we've been in Austin forever, I'm like, well, bitch, do you know what a 2 weeks off means? We didn't see no episode. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Y'all hoes be complaining so damn much. Potomac's in his flop era. It might be, but you know what? You're still watching.
So is.
So why are you even commenting? Okay. You're saying it's a flop while you're still watching that hoe and you're still watching the next week and the week after. Don't play me. Okay. Now, y'all are some lying ass, hoe ass, raggedy ass, trick ass tricks. Just watch the show and shut the hell up and be entertained. If you don't want to watch this, go over there and watch the other shit y'all like. What's it called? What's it called? Survivor. Okay. Eat some leaves, bitch. and shut the fuck up. Now, god damn it. Sick of these bitches. I'm sick of these complaining ass hoes on Twitter. Y'all just talk about nothing all day, which is what I do, but I don't complain. I do complain, but I don't complain about stupid shit. Y'all, I'm a little turned up and a little high, so I'm really on one right now. Go ahead.
Okay, so as I was saying, back to the show. So, you know, they done did all this, and now they're going to do a special thing for Karen and paint pictures of her.
60.
And everybody's picture was a little funny, but Robin painting the blue check because Karen didn't know that you pay for your blue check on Twitter was the funniest.
You know that Karen's the second housewife to get a 60th birthday shout out on the show?
Who's the first?
Ramona was the only other one.
Oh,
Vicky
wow.
Vicky missed hers because she was off the show by the time she turned 60.
Damn. 60 and a half.
This bitch is getting up there. Listen, you know. 60's a good one. She's a good 60.
She looks good.
I still want better wigs, but
they're much better than season one.
Okay, but this little rogue wig that was like in 5 episodes this season, it was not it. I hated it. Hated every inch of it. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes. So what okay. I said, remember I said earlier about Giselle actually was a little bit enjoyable this episode.
Rare.
And I was like, okay, when you're enjoyable, I like you. You know, her respect for Karen is real.
You know who isn't enjoyable?
Who?
NECA bitch ass.
NECA. When they were at the damn drag show, and you know, having the catwalks and everything like that. And of course, you know, your girl Wendy's wearing your favorite jumpsuit.
That stupid ass bodysuit. I hate it. Okay. She looked good in it, though. She looked good in it.
She looked real good in it. And everybody's just having a good time. You know, I feel like, especially.
Wouldn't it have been better in like a longer wig, though? She can throw some shit back and just, you know.
Oh, bitch, if she had like a 20-inch wig.
Come on now.
Bitch.
You know them long hoes that Nikki be wearing sometimes, okay?
But I like the bob, though.
It reminded me of the candy bob that she wears like when she goes to the gas station. And I'm just like, you know what? Something different.
Oh, my gosh. So,
but at the drag show, okay, they asked the drag queen, they said, hey, I want you to do your best runway walk down here. And they all flaunted their shit. And Wendy was feeling herself. Okay, she's looking good. She's wearing the body. Listen, if I got a mommy makeover and my shit's all curvaceous and doing all that and the bodysuit doing all that, bam, titties, bam, ass, bam. You know what? I don't feel myself. And NECA stupid ass, and none of the audience knows. Nobody in the audience knows who the fuck she is. Okay, and she does a thumbs down. Well, bitch, fuck you. Nobody knows you. Nobody knows who the hell you are.
Okay.
With your dry ass, crusty wig and raggedy Ann outfit. She looked ridiculous.
She really did. And she don't blend her makeup.
She don't blend shit. She'd be looking casket ready every time I see her.
Okay. And I'm like, girl, you can't get no Fenty.
She can't. Okay.
She ain't no diva.
She ain't no diva. She ain't no diva. If y'all know, you know. Okay. Now.
But it was a cute episode of Potomac. I watched it to pick up. Juan Dixon, you are the way he talked to Robin. It's like, bro, you can't even answer the FaceTime.
He might have been sucking a bitch's pussy. Why would you answer? Would you answer a FaceTime? Would you answer a FaceTime if you were getting it popping? Okay. And then you decided to just go ahead and answer?
Getting it pop like I'm fucking?
Yeah, yeah.
Girl! You think he was fucking?
You'd actually, if I called you and you were fucking, I would actually demand, put the camera on. Let me see it so I can tell you what to do. Okay. Swerve to the left, bitch. Okay.
Get that ass over. Coochie breathe.
Let coochie breathe. Hands on your knees, goddamn it. Okay. Shit. You know who the MVP of Potomac is?
Who?
Mia. I love Mia so much. Mia's almost like the
comic relief.
And almost like the voice of reason sometimes, because she's been drinking less, which I don't really enjoy sometimes with Housewives, but you know, she's doing well with it. But she's giving good advice when it comes to, you know, the Candace and everybody else issue. Let's talk about the dinner real quick. Okay. Let me see that ass then, bitch. Show me that ass.
Oh, God. So they're getting into it. And Candace had a valid point because how are you going to be upset with me for tweeting about it, but you talking shit about my husband on a paywall? On a fucking podcast.
She should have directed that to more to Giselle.
Huh?
She should have directed that more to Giselle. Giselle was going to talk about her husband.
Yeah.
Okay. Robin just had an opinion. Okay, she wasn't talking that much about Candace's husband. Giselle was going to talk, but Candace was yelling at Robin. I'm like, Candace, do it to the right person.
Yeah.
Okay. And don't be getting lads. Can any of these bitches enjoy a damn dinner without hooting and hollering?
They haven't.
I mean, damn. I'd be eating so damn fast, okay?
Bitch, I would just tell the waiter, I want, because you know Bravo paying for that dinner, so hell yeah, I'll get a dinner and a dessert and eat that shit in my hotel room with the cameras is off. I'm like, put that in a box. Put it in a box.
If I would rather have, as much as I hate to say it, I would rather have NECA return for another season than have Anne Marie ever show up on my screen again.
Oh, shit.
I do not like Anne Marie at all. I do not like NECA at all, but I'd rather have NECA's stupid ass talking about nothing but Wendy than Anne Marie talking about esophagus. I don't care.
If I got to hear about Uso or Osu and a shrine one more again, I'm shrine and Osu out. I'm over it. I'm tired. And do you think Wendy made that situation up?
I feel like she was leaning hard into it. And her even entertaining it is not helping her.
Yeah.
She could have just said, you know what? This is not what it is. It's about this and this and this and this. Okay, proof, receipts, screenshots, timelines, basis, whatever the fuck she said. But no. I think that Wendy needs to just be the elder person that, or not elder, but, you know, older person that she is to NECA and just be like, you know what? Whatever the fuck you're talking about, it's not about me. And you need to shut the hell up and deal with your infertile ass.
See. Okay.
Where's your children, ho? Okay. Wigs dry as hell. I ain't see no children. You talking about me? Okay. You're talking about shrines? I got children. That's my whole shrine. Where are your children at, bitch? Now.
What's your status at the
Okay. What's your status at the bank? I didn't teach my children to walk in the shore and steal. All of y'all watch the season four Atlanta reunion, okay? NeNe going back and forth with Sheree, okay? I loved it. That's the last time Sheree really checked in at a reunion because you know what? I feel like she lost her damn mind since then.
Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do
Oh my God. Oh my God. Bitch,
Say
what are you crying
something.
about?
Say something.
What
What? What? Shout out to Sheree. She just had her birthday.
do? Oh, come on, Sheree. At the end of the day, you know what? I love Sheree. She's another delusional ass bitch that I truly enjoy because she doesn't mean any harm, but she's just stupid. I
See,
love her.
her delusions are innocent delusion.
Innocent, okay? She ain't trying to harm nobody. She's just a dumb bitch.
Girl, she ain't running she ain't running a damn Instagram account.
Okay. The She by Sheree money ain't stealing from no 90-year-old
Okay.
bitches. I love Sheree. She is so raggedy and ignorant. Okay. Do the Sheree when Kenya and them walked in, or not Kenya. Phaedra and Portia walked in. Do the Sheree.
That
Is so me, okay? When I know it's about to get popping, I'd be getting excited on the side, okay? Shit. Was there
was
anything else with them?
a cute episode, though.
Ready for medicine hoes?
So, I have a confession. I didn't watch Married to Medicine.
Okay, so here's what it was.
I saw like the first half. I've watched the first half of it when I got home from work today. I'm sorry, y'all. They're still doing the construction of my place, so I'm only home to sleep. That's really it.
The medicine hose this week was actually more of a filler, so you're good. And basically it was the tail end of the Napa trip. Heavenly had to leave early, which the real part of the episode was off the damn show was when they had the Instagram live. Heavenly, Phaedra, Toya, and Sweet Tea.
And then Sweet Tea accusing Heavenly's husband of cheating.
Oh yes. Oh yes.
Girl,
Okay.
that reunion is gonna be something else.
Let me tell you something. Sweet Tea.
You better have your notes and shit ready, girl.
You best be ready. I can't wait. I cannot wait until Andrew has her country ass on for Watch What Happens Live. I know it's gonna be interesting.
You think she's
I
gonna
know
care?
it's gonna be interesting. I think she has very little publicity training or whatever training, and she's gonna talk out of her mouth and act a fool. I think she's tacky, and she's gonna be tacky on the damn TV, and I can't wait. She's gonna bite. She gonna act a fool on the TV screen with that big ass eyebrow bump. And I know you see it.
Yes, I do.
Ha ha.
Let's move on to Miami.
What I did love was when was it Wendy? When Wendy drew Karen and she said, "I got that mole with the mole with the two hairs hanging out."
Ooh, I
Okay.
do be laughing like Simone when I'm high. Oh my God.
Okay. Sweet tea got them same bump with two hairs out of it. Okay. Maybe medicine was. Here's the thing. Next week, it looks like it's going to be a Phaedra event. I don't want any more Phaedra. I want Phaedra out of it.
It's time. No,
Phaedra is not Housewives Phaedra on Married to Medicine. I feel like she's holding him back. Mm-hmm. A bit perturbed or perhaps frightened by these women because they're very, very going to go at your ass.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she's holding back. I feel like these housewives' lavish bullshit is not what they do on Married to Medicine. They don't need a whole event just to go down to the mailbox.
Mm-mm.
They just want to live their lives and go home and shut the hell up. But Phaedra's trying to do some extra ass shit, and it's not that kind of show. But whatever, Phaedra. Whatever. I don't need her back either.
No.
It's a waste of my time.
She can go.
Okay. I would rather have Sweet Tea's tacky ass, because Sweet Tea's giving me something. Shit. Letitia. As the thing says it on the
I would love that said, now paging Dr. Jackie, Dr. Simone, Dr. Heavenly, Adra, Sweet Tea, Quiet.
They say Letitia. It's Letitia. Letitia. Quiet. That was my favorite part from when she did the finger with the ring.
Yeah.
I miss those days.
Let's move on to Miami. We'll keep this quick and brief. Yeah. You just want to be mad at Dr. Nicole for no reason. Because
Alexia is a dumb, stupid bitch.
Because the thing that pissed me off was Adriana literally sat there and told you that she invited Anna to the damn brunch. I don't think Nicole knew how deep their beef was.
I think she knew of Anna. They might have spoken about whatever, okay, you know, run the show and blah, 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 and, you know, watch out for the, you know, I don't think it was too much of an information sharing situation, okay? Yeah. I feel like she knows who she is, but she doesn't know what the issue is.
Yeah.
And if Alexia would shut the hell up and listen to somebody for 5 seconds, but even after listening, she's still going to be a dumbass bitch.
Yeah, because she's still mad at her. After Julia said it and Adriana said it.
And when Julia was trying to say it, Adriana was like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Bitch, calm down. Did you see them on Watch What Happens Live?
No.
It was Lisa and Larsa, and they were both lying the entire show.
Well, when Larsa was talking about, I want to teach my daughter the value of a dollar and teach her that you can live without a man supporting you, I yelled at my TV. I was like, I know you fucking lying.
Well, where's the dollar that's so valued? Show it to me. Show me the dollar.
Well, she makes the OnlyFans.
To do what? To get in there for free, then pay $19.99 to see a foot, then pay $29.99 to see an eyelash, then pay $49.99 to see half of a titty. What for what? We know that's your favorite.
Oh.
Okay. We know you enjoy going to an OnlyFans and, you know, going up in there and have to pay $9.99 seven times just to get to something, to a finger. Okay.
Oh, me?
You complain about that multiple times, about how people do OnlyFans and then set it up so where you get to pay so-and-so every single time just to see something, to see a fingernail, bitch. Okay?
Yeah, that's why I unsubscribe.
Marcus and Jody and Lisa and Lars are on Watch What Happens Live. I don't know why they had them on there as well. And the audience, the poll was, who's going to last longer as a couple, Jody and Lisa or Larkus? And the audience said that Larkus is probably going to get, married first and last longer.
Yeah, because Lisa's gonna keep talking about.
Lenny's stupid ass.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about Lenny anymore. I don't want to hear about Lenny. And I think that one thing that I did notice during the show was that Lisa said that when she was 13, I don't know who starts working at 13, but they paid
Is that the
her.
legal drink, the legal working age in Canada?
I forgot she was Canadian, or as you know, the town Jersey Shore, Canada. I forgot she was Canadian. I was like, how you could be paying get paid $7 when you were 13, and I got paid $6 as a 16-year-old, and we're just a year and a half apart.
But
But still,
also, it costs more out there.
I forgot about Canada, Canada. I forgot about them over there. I forgot about the class she was over here. Forgot about that. Do you think she's kind of black?
She's kind of black.
Do you think she's kind of black?
Lisa?
Lisa.
I don't
Don't
know.
act like you can't see. Don't act like you can't see. She don't look white. Don't act like you can't see she could be kind of black.
I need to see her original face.
I have yet to see it. I must be missing it. I must be blinking. I
Okay,
have not seen
there are
it.
two things. I need to see her original face, and I need to know her maiden last name. That will tell me all I need to know.
Jones, Johnson. Ha
Lisa
Johnson.
Jenkins. I went from Lisa Jenkins to Lisa Hochstein.
Okay. Watson. Shit.
Lisa Watkins. Lisa Joyner.
Abernathy.
Not the Dupree.
Stop playing me, okay?
Harris.
Oh, Jones.
Eubanks.
Good night, Clifton. Okay. Shit.
McDowell.
Not McDowell. Okay. What do you think of Julia's confessional with the denim shit? I feel like it's last Friday night. I
Yeah.
was drinking at the bar. Whatever she was saying.
Yeah, it was a choice.
What was the episode about? What the hell they did?
What?
What happened during this episode? I forgot already. I know what happened, but I forgot.
They're still mad at Nicole. Gertie had a surgery. Gertie healed. They had little brunch at Marisol's house, and they're all arguing about did Nicole know that they had to be for Anna, and then Gertie's like, "Bitch, life is too short. I have to do surgery again." That
And
part.
when, I did not appreciate when Gertie was leaving and Lisa said, "Okay, bye." Well, bitch, when have you had cancer, huh?
Okay.
It ain't no bye like that. You better
Yeah,
say bye like you motherfucking mean
I
that
don't like
shit.
that.
Okay? It's not about you, Trick. Y'all are squabbling over stupid bullshit. When one of y'all heifers is really dealing with some real shit, like you don't even know she's gonna be back in the next couple of weeks. Okay? But y'all acting a fool. Stupid ass bitches. And Marisol, you know what? You live in a pool house.
Oh, don't do
her. Show me the real house. Show me the real house. If you're going to show the house, okay? And also, when Alexia's apartment hunting, okay? And Frankie's right there in a whole...
$45,000 rent.
Frankie's there in a whole Gucci outfit, okay? You're not making it look good for yourself.
$45,000?
For a black refrigerator and a hot plate. That ain't doing nothing for me. I ain't doing that. Okay? But you know, Alexia deserves to live in a dorm room. Alexia deserves to live in a jail. Okay?
So she was a teacher?
Teaching what?
How to be annoying.
What?
How to be annoying.
Okay. A, B, C, A, D, A, F, A, H, O, C, H. She ain't got it.
She ain't no diva.
She ain't no diva, okay? Alexia looks like motherfucking... what's that bitch's name? She's like... Who?
Exactly. Speaking of New Jersey, do you see that video with Joe Gorga trying to fight the little boy at his son's wrestling match?
That was interesting.
It was too much. It gave me very...
I do recall going to my brother's basketball games 20 years ago, and my dad would get very frustrated with the referees.
Did that try to fight the referee?
No. Just a little debate.
Yeah, I was just like, Joe, like, can you not? All that hot air just going out of his fucking head.
I mean, he didn't look so red in the tape, which is good.
Well, no, if it was Louie, bitch, it was like the damn Kool-Aid man was trying to fight somebody.
It was like a whole damn lava fest.
No, he didn't like that down. Remember the Hawaiian Punch mascot?
Yes.
What Louie looked like.
He did.
So the Salt Lake reunion.
Ooh, we still got them. Oh shit!
I know, but hey, it's the last one.
Fuck.
Child. Monica, like, I love you, girl. But it's like, where do you go from here with these ladies? Like, it's still not, you're not in the clear, because it's like, she keeps saying that she's 1 out of 6, because you got her, then you got Tanisha, and you got Jen's other workers. And it's like, okay, you're saying that you didn't use it to talk about other people, and you didn't post about other people. But there were posts about other wives on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but she came in guns blazing when Angie was trying to chime in. And she was just like, you fucking bench warming bitch. Like,
shut the fuck up, bench warming bitch. I loved it. Because Angie don't need to talk. She just sit there and just look like, you know, bobblehead.
Yeah,
sit there and look for real
bobblehead.
Okay. I don't need Angie back. I'm pretty sure they're gonna bring her back, but I don't need her.
She's a pillar of the community.
People walk around pillars. Nobody embraces a pillar. People walk around the pillar. So what the hell does that mean?
Monica and Lisa get into it about the ring. And then when Lisa was like, just clarify, 58,000. I was like, girl, shut up.
Do you know how annoyed I was watching and listening to Lisa and Whitney go back and forth? And both the voices, it was killing me. I was like, you know what? I want y'all to shut the hell up. Because I don't care about your ring, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, I do not care about how tight you and Whitney's friendship is. And you know what? Listen, Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
My condolences to your loss, but shut the fuck up. I don't care. Guess who's still living? You were doing a bit much. We do understand you're going through a lot, and I'm sorry for your loss, but you know what? Don't plaster it on so damn much. We don't have to hear all that. Nobody wants to hear all that. We're here at this party for something else. Okay? If it's a funeral, if it's a memorial, if it's a remembrance, celebration, talk about it. Otherwise, just say, you know, I'm having a rough week. I lost a friend. I feel bad. I'm here to support. And we can move on. Sorry yeah. for your loss. Keep on saying, I lost my friend. I lost my friend. Girl, please. Okay? And that's me saying that from a crusty bitch who has lost many friends, family, acquaintances, suicide, car crashes, whatever you got. I've lost many of people, and I have yet to talk about it. But that's just me. She's a Libra. I'm a different kind of Libra. But she needs to shut the hell up. I'm tired. I don't want to hear it. Okay? I'm the kind of person where, you know, I would prefer just to be in a laugh and light kind of situation at all times. I don't like heavy shit. I do not enjoy getting into heavy shit. If it has to happen, I'll be there. But if it's not the occasion, then we can do this some other time.
Yeah.
Get over it, Whitney. Shit. Now, that's what I said.
So we got the Whitney and the Lisa bullshit. And then Heather really trying to dig deeper by pulling out this audio recording of Monica talking about Kim K was a fucking assistant. And I was like, what are you trying to, so you're trying to insinuate that Monica took the job from Jen without getting paid so she could ease her way onto the show to further her platform. Do you think that's what she did?
She pulled it out with the recording like she was doing something.
And it really wasn't for anything.
Well, why did you other hosts get on the show? You wanted to showcase exactly. Utah for what?
For what?
Because I don't care about Utah. That's one of the states I don't give a whole damn about.
That's a state.
Why are you showcasing it?
That's a state that if I visited it, it was probably on a layover.
Okay. That's a state if I visited, listen, I'm there for a glass of wine and I'm out. Ain't nothing mm-hmm. there for me. I'm going to be arrested somehow. Just for blanket, probably. Okay? Okay. There's nothing about Salt Lake City that is for me.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful looking. I do not like the cold. I do not do snow. I don't ski. I don't do shit like that. Okay. So it's really not a place for me. It's pretty, but no. Now. Please.
I don't
Be
even
cold
know.
for me.
Like it's just the whole between that and then Meredith and her, oh God, typing out the closed captions from the episode of The Rumors and the Nasty. Your face.
What?
Your Meredith face.
The only, if it was not Monica talking, Meredith was the only one who interested me because I'm like, she's slurring. I want to hear it.
Well, she had an espresso martini before they hit the stage.
She sure did. She sure did. Okay.
She wanted to make
that
sure
out there.
That you got the humor.
Lisa Barlow, shut the hell up. I want Lisa Barlow to shut the hell up. That's what I want. She talks too much.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. I do not want to hear it. She's also somebody who needs to listen. Because you know what? And it upsets me. I don't want to back. Somebody's trying to tell you exactly what's going on with you. Just listen, bitch, and shut the fuck up for a second. Okay? But Lisa won't do that because bitch is stupid. Okay? And Angie, you're whack.
Yeah, go home, Angie.
Go the fuck
ready
home.
For Mary Martha to come back next week.
Where the wig actually looks good? The outfit actually looks good?
Girl, she's given save sanctified.
She's giving that Dorinda Clark. She's giving that.
She wanna Dorinda Yorinda.
No, you didn't. She looked good. I love it.
She wanna see your Deuteronomy. But yeah, she looked good in that outfit though.
She did, absolutely.
Yeah, it was honestly it was a cute episode. It wasn't the meat of the reunion, but it was cute. I'm ready for the mess next week though. Especially when Mary comes out.
You know, I do you want Mary to get her eyes to go back?
Only if she wants to be there, because you can't be doing this not going to places type of shit. If you're gonna be in it, I want you to be in it to win it.
I enjoyed her on the second season when she was just horrible to everyone, but she was there. You know.
I know, I'd rather somebody be there that wants to be there. And on that note, we will see y'all next week.
We will.
We got the second episode of the reunion, Salt Lake, and then we got hopefully something perks up in Potomac, because Lord Jesus, married to Madison, the confrontation between Crystal and Anne Marie. And then I didn't really see what happened.
We're going to cut it out. Watch.
They probably are.
They ain't checking for Kristen.
They really ain't. And more. So we will see y'all next week.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.